在今天晚上的聚会之前，我们大家低头默祷。
Before our class tonight, let's say a silent prayer.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to begin tonight's service.
我们唱诗474首。
Let's sing hymn 474.
In the
name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to study Genesis.
我们下午的时候已经对创世纪做一个很简单的概论。
In the afternoon, we already had a basic introduction of Genesis.
所以第一个部分有四件大事我们需要仔细的查考。
So in the first half, there are four major events that we need to analyze.
那圣经一开始的时候就是在讲天地的来源。
And in the beginning of Genesis, it talks about the origin of the heavens and the earth.
它告诉我们的不是要让我们去分析神，但是用什么方法，用什么样的逻辑来创造天地万物。
And it was recorded not for us to nitpick at what type of logic God used to create.
而是要认识就是由这位独一的真神他用他的全能所创造一切的。
But rather to understand that God used his authority to create everything.
所以前面第一章第二章我们会看到圣经用不同的方式来描述同一件创造天地的来源。
So in chapters 1 and 2 we can see that they use different methods to describe the creation.
包括在第一章用神的称呼跟在第二章就不一样。
So you can see that in chapter 1 and chapter 2 the way they address God is different.
在第一章都是用神。
In the first chapter they do not use God.
但是在第二章就开始主神。
But in chapter 2 it says the Lord God.
所以我们会看到他有不同的目的，他要强调不同的教训。
So we see that there's different motives and they emphasize different items.
好，那我们要从第一章来仔细看神创造天地的这个整个过程。
So in chapter 1 we want to analyze how God created the world.
所以一开始第一节说起初神创造天地。
In chapter 1 verse 1 it says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
这个就好像圣经它开宗明义跟我们说有神。
That is like in the beginning of the Bible telling us that there is God.
所以我们没有办法用圣经去证明说有没有神。
So you cannot use the Bible to debate whether or not there is God.
因为他一开始就说是有神存在的。
Because in the very beginning, it already affirms the existence of God.
所有圣经里面都要证明有神。
So therefore, the entire Bible has God.
所以这个就是圣经一开始就下定义神存在，神创造一切。
And this is the standard that already sets in the beginning, that God was there and he created the world.
所以现在就好像我们今天下午所说的创世纪基本上是要来解释在出埃及记的时候所发生的事情的源头是怎么来的，怎么会有出埃及记这个事情。
And as we talked about before in the afternoon, Genesis exists because it explains what happened before the Exodus.
所以神跟摩西显现的时候是教给他百姓说要遵行律法。
So when God appeared to Moses, he taught him what kind of laws the congregation needed to keep.
在跟摩西显现的时候神让摩西了解神告诉他他是怎么创造天地，怎么从黑暗当中把他带出光明的。
And God told Moses how he created the world from darkness into light.
所以就好像以色列百姓本来在黑暗当中，现在神要让他们进入光明里面。
Just like how the Israelites were in darkness, but he was going to bring them into the light.
所以创世纪基本上是要让我们可以了解神他的权柄，神他的救赎。
So basically, Genesis is there to help us understand God's authority and his salvation.
所以创世纪一开始的时候，特别是第一章，它让我们看到神如何从没有秩序当中创造出秩序来。
So in the beginning of Genesis, it allows us to see that God turns chaos into order.
就是谁能够让本来是没有希望的看到希望。
Who could turn something hopeless into something hopeful?
那神 他就是一切的来源，所以不管发生什么事情，都跟神有关系。
And because God is the beginning of everything, He is, has a relationship to everything.
所以神他用他的话就可以完成一切。
Therefore, God could just use His word to finish everything.
但是要记住，当神跟摩西讲话的时候
，But remember when God talked to Moses.
当神跟摩西颁布十诫的时候
，When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
其中有一件事情就是要遵守安息圣日
，And one of them was to keep the Sabbath day.
当时候神就让他的百姓了解人生活应该有的次序是什么。
So God let the people know that their life has to have some sort of order.
所以借着安息日要让百姓了解他们生活当中应该有的规律，这个规律是神创造的。
So therefore, God gave them to Sabbath to let them know what kind of order their life should have.
现在创世纪里面要让人了解安息日是怎么出现的。
And Genesis allows people to understand how the Sabbath day came about.
为什么这一天是神特别分出来的
？Why God specifically chose this day?
而且这一天是神祝福的日子。
And why God blessed this day?
这一天是为人设立的。
And this day was created for human beings.
所以从救赎的角度，我们会看到创世纪里面所讲的创造六天的创造跟安息日一定有关系。
So we can see when God created the world in six days, it has to do with the Sabbath day.
所以这一天的长短一定跟摩西当时候所了解的日子的长短有关系的，一定是一致的。
So therefore, when it refers to days, it also has to do in the relationship to how Moses perceived a day.
好，所以创世纪他来所讲的创造基本上是摩西可以了解的语言。
So when God talked about the creation to Moses, it was to allow him to understand how it happened.
所以当时候摩西他能够了解的跟我们今天所了解的应该是一样。
So therefore, when Moses was trying to understand the creation, it should be the same way that we try to understand it as well.
因为那时候的太阳月亮就已经存在了。
Because at that time, the sun and the moon was already there.
地球转的速度都是一样啊。
The speed of the rotation of the earth was the same.
所以当时的一天跟我们现在的一天是一样啊。
So therefore, Moses' one day and our one day is the same.
神要让摩西了解创造的源头，其实是跟他要所讲的救赎他的计划有关系。
And God wanted to let Moses know that creation has to do with his salvation plan.
所以一开始第一章就是要让我们知道次序的问题。
So chapter 1 allows us to know the order.
这一切都是神创造的。
And that everything was created by God.
那所以神他给人类设定了一些我们应该要遵守的这些范围，都是一个他给我们定了一个标准。
So therefore God has set boundaries for us.
所以这是每一个被神创造的人所应该共同遵守的原则。
So therefore everyone that God created should keep these boundaries.
所以一开头就说神他存在，他没有，他不是被造的，他自由的。
So in the first verse, it already says that God was there. He was already there, self-existing.
所以我们如果跟出埃及记神跟摩西自我介绍的时候，他的宣告是一样的，我是自由拥有的。
Which is why when God introduces himself to Moses, he says, "I am who I am."
所以神在一切的受造物之前，他就自己存在。
That means that before he created everything, he was already there.
所以神就是一个灵。
He was a spirit.
我们没有办法了解神到底怎么自由存在。
And we can't really understand exactly how God is self-existing.
所以今天我们受造之物绝对没有办法完全明白造物的主是怎么样有权柄，他怎么荣耀。
Therefore, we as creatures can never fully understand the full capacity of our Creator.
但是圣经在罗马书里面，保罗特别说，我们可以揣摩，就是我们可以试着从创造受造之物里面去看看神到底有多伟大。
But in Romans, Paul tells us that we can already see how great God is through all of his creations.
好，所以我们接着看圣经，我们就了解说神到底有多伟大。
So when we read the Bible, we can understand how great God is.
好，我们所能够了解的是非常有限的。
And of course, our ability to understand is very limited.
好，所以神他自己存在，他创造一切。
So God was already there and created everything.
好，所以这个就是今天圣经有宣告要修正当时候许多人错误的观念。
So therefore, the Bible already proclaims a truth that other people don't understand.
我们要记住摩西的时代，迦南地已经很多人了。
We have to understand that in Moses' time, Canaan already had a lot of people in it.
埃及已经非常发展了。
And Egypt was already blooming.
那埃及有很高的文明。
And Egypt was the pinnacle of civilization.
那他们是也就是说他们的能力在当时代是文明是最高的。
And in their generation, Egypt was basically the best.
那同时埃及也拜了好多偶像。
And at the same time, Egypt worshipped many gods.
他们 把法老当王呢？
They treated Pharaoh as king.
他们把尼罗河这条他们的生命河，觉得说这个是有他们的神在掌管的。
And they treated the Nile River as a god too.
因为他们的一切的物质收成都跟尼罗河有关系啊。
Because their life and their harvest all revolves around the Nile River.
所以他们已经拜了很多很多他们认为所谓的神。
So they already worship a lot of entities that they deem as a god.
但是同时有些人他不相信有神。
But at the same time, there are some people who don't believe in God.
所以当摩西他得到神的这个启示在说明这个创世这个过程的时候，其实就是要让我们明白神有存在啊。
So when God revealed all of this to Moses, it's to allow us to know that God is there.
所以要让这些认为没有神存在的人，他们了解错误在哪里。
To let people who don't believe in God know where they are wrong.
今天其实无神论的人，他也是一种信仰。
Today, if you don't believe in God, that's also a type of faith.
谁能够去跟人证明说没有神存在？
Who can tell someone that God doesn't exist?
没有办法。
No, that's not possible.
如果实际上用辩证的方式，他没有办法证明神不存在。
If they use a debate, they really cannot prove that God does not exist.
好，所以基本上就是一个信的问题而已。
So this is just a matter of faith.
就好像今天科学里面相信这个所谓进化这个问题，进化 evolution.
Oh, just like how science debates the theory of evolution.
学校里面都教就这样教啊。
In schools, they all teach this.
那这个生命怎么起源？那现在有些理论说大爆炸蹦，然后就有。
And how the origin of life came to be, a lot of people believe in the Big Bang.
但是他没有办法说明最开始是怎么有的。
But they can never really explain how everything came to be in the beginning.
那这个就是你信不信呢？
And that is a matter of whether or not
you believe. 不相信神的人就相信这个理论呢？
If you don't believe in God, then you believe in this.
但是我们相信有神的，我们就觉得这个理论是，这是你在猜的。
But since we believe in God, this is what we believe in.
我们相信一切从神来。
And we believe that everything comes from God.
所以第一节就已经在说明神的存在。
So in verse 1, it already says that God exists.
没有神的人，请问你怎么存在？你自己问你自己。
So if you don't believe in God, how did you come to exist? You ask yourself.
生命怎么出现的？
How did life come to be?
我们作为一个很有智慧的人，很聪明的，你有办法制造一个所谓的生命来看看吗？
Even if you are very wise, can you create life? Try it.
你看多少人试着要做这件事情，做不到啊。
A lot of people want to try this, but they can't do it.
所以基本上，如果没有认为没有神的人，
So for the people who don't believe in God,
其实这个已经中了魔鬼的诡计了。
In fact, they have already fallen into the trap of Satan.
他那个道理，圣经里面道理被吞吃了，被恶者拿掉了。
And there, the gospel has already been eaten away by Satan.
所以创世纪一开头的这些记录要让人明白神存在。
So the beginning of Genesis allows people to understand that God exists.
他接下去也要来订正这些所谓泛神论的问题。
And they also want to correct the confusion of pantheism.
那这个所谓的泛神论，其实就是说这些神呢，有时候把它跟所谓的自然把它画在一起了，神跟 creator 跟这些塑造的东西混在一起了。
So pantheism believes that the creator and the created are sort of mixed together.
但是其实塑造物跟创造的主这是不一样的。
But rather the creature and the creator are completely different.
所以今天神说有就有。
So today, if God says there is, there is.
这个就是创造的主，他不需要有物质才去创造物质。
He is the God of creation. He doesn't need something physical to create something physical.
他可以从无生有。
He can turn nothing into something.
他可以从不存在的创造出生命来。
He can turn nothing into life.
好，那也有些人是多神论的，什么都是神。
And there are also people who believe in polytheism, which means everything has a god.
山有山的神，海有海的神，房子有房子的神。
A mountain has a mountain god, and the river has a river god.
所以有许多亚洲的文化里面，什么都神。
So in a lot of Asian cultures, everything there is a god.
你看，在亚洲一些地区，牛当神在拜啊。
And in India, they worship cows as god.
猴子也不可以抓啊。
And you can't catch monkeys either.
所以有些地区啊，那个猴子，它就是你在看手机的时候，它偷偷把你的那个包包里面的水果都给你吃光了，你也不能够去跟他生气啊。
And in some regions where there are monkeys everywhere, they actually pickpocket your bags for fruits, and you can't do anything.
他们还要感谢哇，那个神来吃他们的东西。
And they even have to thank the monkey. Wow, God came to eat my fruit.
那有的地方连蛇也当神在拜啊。
And in some places they actually worship snakes.
反正什么都有神。
In fact, everything has a god.
因为这个在说明这个生命的现象很让人觉得很敬畏。
Because we really respect life.
所以因为我们人没有办法创造出生命来。
Because we cannot create life.
所以多神论的人，他其实认为他事实上很 觉得自己人很渺小。
So people who believe in polytheism, they believe themselves to be very small.
但是圣经告诉我们只有一位神。
But God tells us that there is only one God.
那创世纪一开始的他也要修正这个所谓宿命论的问题。
And Genesis also corrects the misunderstanding of fatalism.
也就是说，不是说人好像我就是这样子，我没有办法，反正这个我就被生这样子，我认命了啦，我认命。
And fatalism says that I was just born like this and I will always be like this.
不知道为什么会这样子啊，我搞不清楚啊。
I don't know why I'm like this. I don't know.
但其实我们看圣经要知道，有一个造物的神，他对我们人是很爱的，他很怜悯的。
But in the Bible, it tells us that God created us and He loves us and He is very merciful.
那神他有计划的。
And God has a plan.
每一件事情都有计划。
And everything is according to His plan.
今天这个事情发生在我们的身上，一定有神的用意。
If something happens to us, there's definitely God's will in it.
不会只是说啊，就刚好偶然就碰到了，所以不得不接受。
And if there's nothing such as a coincidence that you just have to accept as such.
所以宿命的人他什么东西都认命，他不会去想神的作为。
And for people who believe in fatalism, they don't believe that anything comes from
God. 因为他充满无奈，认为是这个神很伟大，他没有办法做什么。
Because even though the God is very great, he can't do anything.
就是神很伟大，他不能够跟神说什么，那就是认命嘛。
So even though God is great, you can't tell him to do anything.
但是我们从圣经知道神不是这样子的。
But from the Bible, we know God isn't like this.
神他让每一件事情在我们身上都有让我们学习的功课。
When God allows something to happen to us, He allows us to happen for a reason.
啊，所以传道书七章十四节啊，过去我们有一位刚才用过这一句话。
So in Proverbs chapter 17, one of our counselors used this.
Ecclesiastes
chapter 17.
啊，是第七章十四节，他说你遇到亨通你要喜乐，但是遇到患难你要思想。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "When you have joy, you can rejoice, but when you bump into something troublesome, you need to reflect."
要想神到底要我学什么
？You need to think, what does God want me to learn?
所以神他是有慈爱、有怜悯，他是有计划。
So God, He is loving and He is understanding and He has a plan.
所以我们现在把一些所谓的幻神论这个问题要搞清楚。
So when we talk about these theories, we have to make it clear.
现在有人就把这个神当宇宙这个所谓的什么力量、能量，把它放在一起了。
So in pantheism, they identify God with the universe.
啊，所以认为说神是什么？神就在自然当中。
So they think, what is God? God is within us in nature.
其实不是啊。
But that's not true.
这是被造的，这是神的工作，这不是神本身。
But rather, nature is created by God and not God itself.
对不对？所以今天我们要拜这个创造的真神。
So today we have to worship the Creator, the true God.
他有能力，所以我们可以靠他。
He has power, so we can rely on him.
他有慈爱，所以我的困难他会怜悯，他会。帮助。
And because He loves us, we can give all our troubles to Him.
好，所以我们对神，我们敬畏，我们也懂得依靠，我们不会害怕。
When we have God, we can respect Him and we can rely on Him.
但是宿命的人就认为什么事情都是注定的，反正就是这样，你没有办法改变。
And in fatalism, people believe that everything is predetermined. There is no use in doing anything.
但是其实神是听人祷告的神。
But rather, God is a God who listens to our prayers.
我们遇到这件事情，神一定会让我们成长。
When we bump into something, God will allow it to use it for us to grow.
所以一开始这一章要让我们清楚的知道，独一真神他对我们的生命是有计划，他给我们任务。
So in Genesis, it allows us to know that His creatures all have a plan for them.
我们一开始的时候看第一节，起初神创造天地。
So in chapter 1, when God created the heavens and the earth.
所以这个创造这个字眼呢，这个 create 这个字眼在。第一章里面有两个字，创造有两个字。
The word creation in itself in chapter one already has two different words.
我们知道旧约圣经是用希伯来文写的。
We know that Hebrew was used to write the Old
Testament. 所以如果去查希伯来文这个有关创造这个字在第一节它所讲的意思，就是从无变有。
And if you look at the original Hebrew in verse one, the very word creation means to create something from nothing.
啊，所以第一章的第一节。跟第二十一节，我们若看第二十一节。
So if you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and also verse 21.
这里说神造出大鱼跟水中所滋生的有生命的活物。
Here it says God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves.
好，所以这个跟第一节也是一样的，一样的字眼，希伯来文是同样。
And in Hebrew, this create, the word, is exactly the same.
第二十七节，神照他自己的形象造人。
And in verse 27, it says God created man in his own image.
好，所以你看 这三个字、啊、它基本上那个主词 造物的这个人都是这个主词、啊、其实都是神本身。
So when we see that these three words, it itself means creation, nothing, something from nothing.
这个都是通常都是神主动做，神在做事的，神在造的。
So this is something active that God is doing.
只有神有办法从无到有嘛。
And only God can create something from nothing.
好，那第二个字眼在创造这个字本身，就是在第七节啊，我们就看到了。
So the second type of creation is in verse 7.
也就是说，从什么东西把它转换成另外一个东西。
And this type of creation is to turn something to something.
好，所以第七节哈。
And in verse 7,
造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了。
He made the firmament, and he divided the waters which were under the firmament.
所以这个第七节，我们如果看第十六节，神就造两个光，这天上的星体。
And in verse 16, it says that God made two great lights.
你一直看下去到第二章的第十八节。
And if you keep looking to chapter 2, verse 18.
那神就 为他造一个配偶帮助他。
God created a helper for the man.
所以你看这些这个字哈，这几节都是一样的， 那跟第一节也不一样啊。
So the type of create in the verses we just talked about is different from the create in verse 1.
那这个字在旧约圣经很多。
And in the Old Testament you see this type of create a lot.
那后来呢，我们就会发现说，在圣经里面这两个字眼后来就可以互相用。
And we see in the Bible that these two words are often interchangeable.
但是第二个字神造或者是神创造这个字眼本身就是变成神做出了很多事情了。 But
when you see when God creates something, that type of create is to has a lot of different type of verbs within it.
好，所以有的是用这个神造作，有的时候神就让它怎么发生，就是这个意思。
So sometimes the create means God did something or God allowed something to happen.
所以我们在看圣经的时候，有时候要注意到它那个字本身。
So when we read the Bible, we sometimes have to look at the original text.
我们现在在 NYTS， 其实我们要慢慢的进步到我们自己在家里的时候，可以自己研读圣经。
In NYTS, we aim to improve so that we can study the Bible on our own at home.
我们会学了许多的方法。
We learn a lot of different methods.
我们会听到许多道理。
And we hear a lot of different types of.
到最后，如果我们真的要在教会里面服侍。 我们一定要有办法从这本圣经里面去看到一些道理，我们一定要自己研读圣经。
So that when we serve, we can look at the Bible ourselves and learn the truth.
那其中一个就是要这样深入去研究这些字眼本身所表达的意思。
And one method is to look at the original text and analyze the words themselves.
所以神创造，你看神创造人的时候，比如说。
So when God created men.
第二章的第七节。
In chapter 2, verse 7.
我们如果看一样造神造人了哈。
When we see when God created man.
英文就是 create， 那中文就是造，神造什么？但是这当中有很多不同的字在用的，有很多不同的意思的。
So in English, even though it uses the same word create, there's different meanings behind it.
所以第二章的第七节啊。
So in chapter 2, verse 7.
神用地上的尘土造人，把生气就吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，叫做亚当。
The Lord God formed a man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
那其实这个就是用神捏了一个人呢。
So basically, God molded a person.
就是用尘土，他做了一个形状。
He used dirt and he made a form.
那这个造人的部分特别这样描述。
And they specifically describe it as such.
那这样一个字眼在耶利米书第十八章。
And this same word appears in Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 4.
看耶利米书十八章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 4.
十八章的第四节。
Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 4.
来，请读一下。
Verse 4, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make.
所以这里这个窑匠用他手中的泥去做了一些器皿出来。
So here the potter used clay to make some sort of vessel.
我们在学校有那个工艺课，你就会做粘土这种不同的那个器皿嘛。
Maybe if you took ceramics, you would use clay to make different types
那就是,
of vessels.
所以窑匠他可以 看你要做什么形状都可以嘛，用一团泥可以做出不同的东西来。So
with clay, you can make whatever shape you wish.
所以这个时候，你看神造人呢，他特别用地上的尘土造出人这个样式。So
when God created man, he specifically used dirt to create a man.
所以我们人的这个样，这个形状，外表这个形状啊。So
our outwardly appearance.
当然，从生物学的角度也可以说，这个是所谓的脊椎动物，就是脊椎，这是有一个我们的后面的这个。
So you can say that man is vertebrate.
就是有左边有右边嘛，对称的。
Oh, so it's symmetrical.
对不对？那你可以起来走路啊。
That you can get up and walk.
你就是两个眼睛，两个耳朵这样子，都对称。
You have two eyes and two ears, and they're all symmetrical.
那其实我们如果看神造人之所以特殊，特别是跟他的形状有关系。
But you can see that one of the unique traits is that God made man in his own image.
你看这个神所造的这些目前有的，我们地上有的这些生物，哪一种动物你觉得比人还可爱？
If you look at all the different creatures on earth, can you say that any one of them is cuter than a human?
没有。
No.
人最可爱。
No, humans are the cutest.
也就是说，你看小动物有的很可爱啊。
If you look at small animals, yeah, they're cute.
但是等它长大，你就不可爱了。
But when they grow up, they're not cute anymore.
对不对？你看小熊啊。
Like for instance, small bears.
那个你说 penguin 很可爱吗？
Do you think penguins are cute?
你如果 panda 很可爱，但是
right, pandas are cute.
那么笨重。
But they're so dumb and large.
对不对？
Right.
所以它不够聪明。
And they're not smart enough.
所以你可爱也要聪明啊。
So even if you're cute, you have to be smart.
所以你今天我们如果你看我们看今天我们的人，其实小孩子，你说 baby 很可爱吗？
Do you think babies are cute?
刚出生的。看起来有的跟小狗一样啊。
If you see a newborn child, sometimes you might mistake it for a
dog. 因为有的很小啊。
Because some of them are really small.
所以一开始 baby 你看不出它什么样子，你看不出它多美啊。
So a newborn baby, you cannot really tell its true beauty.
但是它慢慢长大的时候，你就发现哇，它的样子跟它的妈妈很像啊，跟它爸爸很像啊。
But as he slowly grows, you can tell, oh, he looks like his mom, or oh, he looks like his dad.
越来越大的时候，你就看到，哎，这个人好美啊。
And the larger he grows, you can see his true beauty.
所以我们今天说，神按照他的形象造人，不只是公义。不只是圣洁而已，这是我们的人的品格，我们内在生命。
So when God created us in His image, it's not just
就是我们里面的这种所谓的 virtue， 就是我们人的性情嘛。
Not just our virtues，
但是也包括我们人的这个外表啊。
But also our outward。
你看，在神的创造里面，人最聪明，最尊贵。
You see in God's creation that man is the most smart。
所以神用尘土去造这个形状出来。
So God used dirt to create this form.
你看我们今天有些人看天使，看到异象，看天使啊。
Some people have seen visions of angels.
你有看到，你有听到见证说，他看到异象，那个天使长得跟人不一样。
And have you heard that they say that angels are
只有一个眼睛，然后或者是像外星人这样，看起来很可怕？没有啊。你看到，你听到异象，看到天使出现，都好像我们人一样，而且就是很纯洁。就是很美，
no one has ever
跟人一样。
No one has ever seen an angel that looked weird or only one eye or strange, but rather it looks like a human and is very beautiful.
哦，它很，你看它有翅膀。
It also has wings.
那我们看到有人看到小天使。
Some people have seen small angels.
那小天使它是像小孩子一样很可爱的。
And the small angels are like a child, very cute.
你看到它就很想亲近，你不会害怕的时候赶快跑走。
And when you see, you want to get close to it, not run away.
哦，所以这个就从这个灵界里面神创造的这些天使跟我们人有这个相关性，就看出人很不一样。
So in the spiritual realm, when God created angels, you can see that they are different than that of man.
所以神用尘土造人，但是很重要的是这一口气。
So God created dirt to form man, but what is really important is this breath of life.
所以这一口气就是神的灵，就让我们人成为神的儿子了。
And this breath of life is spirit, and that is what allowed us to become sons of God.
好，那现在如果讲到人的部分，第二章第22节，这个就是神，他说拿了亚当的肋骨去造了一个女人了。
And if we look at Genesis chapter 2 verse 22, we see that God took Adam's rib to make a woman.
那这个你看第二章的22节哈。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 22.
再读一下22节。
Verse 22, Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
你看 to make, 造成一个女人啊，造成啊。
So here it says made into a woman.
那这个造成这个字跟第四章的十七节，第四章的十七节。
If you look at the word make, and you look at chapter 4, verse 17.
这个就是该隐造一座城，他建造城。
And the word make is that of Cain building a city.
所以这在希伯来文里面都一样的字。
And in Hebrew it is the same word.
所以你看在创造女人的时候，他现在是用肋骨，你看他好像一个很建筑物东西，要设计的很精美，很精致，那个才不会倒嘛。
So when God used a rib, he had to use it as a sort of building material to make something beautiful.
所以你看男人跟女人的这个塑造，你会发现女人比较精细。
So if you look at the differences between man and woman, you will find that woman is made more delicately.
这是神特殊的创造的。
And this is God's special creation.
这在第一章里面，动物里面也有所谓的公的母的嘛。
And in Genesis chapter 1, you see that all the animals have a male and female counterpart.
你看圣经有在讲说神有造公的造母的吗？
Did you see in the Bible, did God create both male and female?
没有啊，他只有说各从其类啊。
No, it just says animals of all sorts.
所以有鱼就有鱼的，鱼也有公的有母的嘛。
So when he created fish, the fish had male and female.
那鸟也是有公的有母的啊。
And for birds, they had male and female as well.
那猴子啊，或者是panda 熊啊，又有公的母的啊。
And for monkeys and pandas, they both have male and female.
但是他们没有写。
But they don't have it.
特别只有人，特别说造男造女。
But only specifically for humans did it say he made man and he made woman.
那表示说这个神造用肋骨造女人这件事情是很特别。
So that means that when God used a rib to create woman, it was something very special.
而且为什么要用肋骨
？And why a rib?
为什么不用其他的部分呢
？Why don't you use a different bone?
对不对？所以这个又跟后面我们会看到主耶稣他来执行救恩有关系的。
So we can see that this has to do with Jesus and salvation.
你看我们如果按现在的科技，你也可以用一个皮肤哈，皮肤细胞就可以 clone 啊，就可以做出一个生命来啊，
so、
就是可以 clone 出一个胚胎来的。
So today we can see using modern technology, you can take DNA and clone something.
所以但是神特别用肋骨啊。
But God specifically used a rib.
所以这个造本身，你看就是神他里面有很多很多设计的。
So when we see make, this make has a connotation of a lot of planning.
好，那我们现在继续看第二节，第一章的第二节。
If we look at chapter 1, verse 2.
这个神一开始都是神创造的，然后他说地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
So we can see that God created everything. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep.
这第二节啊，有些人就做文章了，就说啊，你看这个就是魔鬼哦，捣乱，所以把神一开始的创造把它搞坏了。
So a lot of people use this to prove that in the beginning Satan was there and he ruined the creation of God.
这是人自己在猜测的。
But that is man's own assumption.
圣经哪里这样写？
The Bible has never said that.
如果我们从第一章整个创世纪里面去看神他写让摩西写这一个过程的目的。
If we see what God told Moses to write in Genesis.
神一开始就没有告诉我们说他是什么时候造出水，这个地是什么时候有。
And you can see that Moses never recorded specifically when God created the water or the earth itself.
地到底多老我们不知道。
So exactly how old is the earth? We don't exactly know.
所以有人就从上世纪说、哦、地球应该很年轻，没有几千年，不几万年。
Some people say that the earth
最多几万年呢。
The earth is actually not that old.
那有个、这个地球科学家他们就发现说、哦、地球很老了，宇宙很老了，好几十亿年了。
But rather, some geologists have found out that the Earth is indeed, in fact, very old.
这当中其实都没有冲突的，没问题的。
But rather, these don't really contradict each other.
神起初造天地，请问这个地神造的时候，它是多老的地啊？
So when God created the Earth, exactly how long ago was it?
你也可以用很老的材料做出很年轻的东西啊。
You could use really old materials to create something new.
是这样子吗？
Is that not true?
所以你今天用一棵树，这棵树已经很老了，你来做一个桌子。
So you can take a really old tree and make a table.
你也可以去分析这个材料，说哦，这个桌子很老了。
And you can take apart the materials and say, wow, this table is quite old.
但是这个桌子可能就只有两年前做的而已。
But the table could only be 2 years old.
所以我们现在很多科学性的方式，其实都建立在一个假设上。
So a lot of scientific assumptions are created based on something.
我们都认为说，就好像全新的一样。
It is almost like it is entirely new.
但其实不是，神创造的东西，他要它多老都可以的。
But it is not technically entirely new. God can create anything out of anything.
所以现在这个地受造的时候，什么时候神造出这个地，我们不知道啊。
So God created this earth, but we don't know when He created.
但是第二节一开始就说地是空虚混沌，它是没有一个形状的，但是它是有东西啊。
So we can see that the earth was without form and void. There's nothing on it, but it was there.
所以你看，这是空空的，空空的，没有一个具体的形状，它是又存在那里。
It was empty. It didn't really have a form, but it was there.
那如果我们从现在的这个天文学、物理学，然后去看它这个问题啊。
And if we look at this from the perspectives of science,
这个地受造的时候，它就有一个重量，它要 有一个物质，要有质量才行的。
So when something exists, it has to have some sort of mass.
那就好像说，你今天 有水蒸气啊，
it is as if you have steam.
或者是我们现在 air 哈，你说在大气层的这个大气层啊。
Or air.
那你要有地球这个重量才有办法，这个引力才有办法把这个空气把它吸住嘛，不然它都跑掉了。
So the earth itself has to have some sort of weight and gravitational pull to pull the air in.
所以这个整个过程，神造地出现，他说空虚混沌。
So here it says the earth was there, but it was without form.
但是他又说它是有水。
But there was water.
水从什么时候来
？Where did the water come from?
神造的。
God created it.
对不对？没有水就没有生命。
If there's no water, there's no life.
好，所以这一开始神怎么创造我们无知，这个不是我们应该要了解的。
So how God specifically created it, it isn't meant for us to know.
但是他要让我们知道说，本来我们人的生命就好像空虚，是空的，没有实质内涵的。
But God wants us to know that we were once without life.
那但是他说神的灵运行在水面上。
But God's spirit was hovering over the waters.
那这个神的灵就让这个本来很空虚的，他现在被好像有一个力量把它 hold 住，把它吸引住了。
And the spirit of God actually hovered over the water's end.
好，所以让这个湮面黑，这个空虚混沌的，他等待一个时机，能够出现什么东西。
And allowed this thing that without form and was void to stay there until it could become something.
本来空的，现在变成有东西的。
It was once void, but now it has something.
好，所以神的灵在一开始的时候，其实就在创造这件事情跟救赎东西，神的整个救赎上是有关系的。
So God's spirit creating something also has to do with the concept of salvation.
好，所以我们现在如果看空虚混沌，这个就是我们现在只能够想象说什么都没有。
So if we think about empty void or without form, we just think of nothing.
那这个描述呢，在以赛亚书第45章。
And this type of description in Isaiah chapter 45 verse
18. 看以赛亚书45章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18.
请读。
Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other.
好，你看，他这里特别提到说，神造这个天地。造这个地哈，它是要给人居住的。
Here it specifically says that God created the earth and He wanted it to be inhabited.
那不是要让它空空的啦。
It was not to remain empty.
啊，所以现在这个神要开始创造这里面有东西要让人住的。
So God started to create things in it and wanted man to live in it.
好，那现在一开头的这个状态呢，在耶利米书第四章。
And these type of circumstances in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23.
请读耶利米书四章二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23.
23节。
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23. I beheld the earth, and indeed it was without form and void, and the heavens they had no light.
好，那这个就是你看，那是我这先知当时说我观看地啊。地是空虚混沌。
So here Jeremiah says, I beheld the earth and it was without form and void.
这个就是你看神当时让先知他看到好像在创造神让他有秩序以前的那个情景是怎么一回事。
So God allowed Jeremiah to see what it was like before he had created it.
所以这个空虚混沌这个在圣经里面就是这么特别的在旧约里面特别放一起让我们可以明白。
So this phrase without form and void was put together in this sort of way to allow us to understand.
因为神要一个一个把这个里面的东西放进来了。
Because God wanted to one by one put things within it.
好，那现在这个黑暗的问题。
And if we think about this darkness.
一开始的黑暗。
The darkness in the beginning.
有人就说魔鬼捣蛋，所以这个本来很好的现在变成乱七八糟。
Some people say that Satan was there and he ruined it and he made everything a mess.
这是自己去猜的。
That is something that they guessed themselves.
但是其实神本来也可以造光，本来可以就造暗。
But God is someone who could create light and dark.
所以以赛亚书45章的第七节就特别讲神可以造光，神也造暗。
So in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 7 it specifically says God can create light and can create dark.
所以暗也是可以从神来。
So dark can also be from God.
哦，所以现在这个 deep 啊，这个渊面有水啊，但是它是说暗的，极大的黑暗。
So when it refers to deep, it says it was dark.
那这个 这个水这个问题哈，我们在第七章第十一节洪水出现那个时候，说天上的渊源打开了，哇，水就掉下来。
And in Genesis chapter 7 verse 11, it talks about the flood, how the heavens opened up and it rained.
那第八章第二节也是一样，天上的窗户打开，水就倒下。
And in chapter 8 verse 2, it also says that the windows of heaven opened and it rained.
那这个水神创造的，现在在这个第一章里面它分上下，这个就是有这个问题的。所以这个天上的水掉下来了。
So you can see when God separated the waters, it was above and it was below.
所以我们会看到洪水之后的世界跟在洪水之前的一定有差别的。
So you can see that the world before the flood and after the flood, there's a great difference.
所以我们整个现在有的环境跟亚当那个时候很可能不太一样。
So the environment we have now could very likely be very different from the environment that Adam had.
因为亚当以前没有罪。
Because Adam had no sin.
但是亚当之后罪就出现。
But after Adam, sin appeared.
所以连环境都受到灾殃了。
So even the environment was negatively impacted.
这是为什么今天我们在地上有这么多的灾难呢？
And this is why we have so many disasters.
啊，神，但是神一开始的创造是很好的。
But in the beginning, God created everything and it was
good. 所以你看，一开始亚当受造的时候，他不用穿衣服，他也不会冷啊。
So that's why when Adam was first created, he didn't have to wear clothes and he wasn't cold.
那时候的人都可以活很久啊。
And that back then, people could live very long.
那表示他这个，比如说氧气的含量，大气压的这个几个大气压这个问题，跟这个水可能都跟以前不一样了。
So it means that the atmosphere pressure caused by the water could have been different back then.
啊，这就是我们看到，神一开始的创造其实很美的、很好的，但是因为罪的缘故变了。
So we can see that in the beginning the creation was very good, but after sin it became different.
那一开头第二节是说神的灵运行在水面上。
So in verse 2 it says that the spirit of God hovered over the waters.
那这个运行就好像这个母鸡在孵蛋一样的。
And when you think of hovering, it's like a mother chicken hovering over her eggs.
啊，所以这个《生命记》的三十二章十一节哈，《生命记》三十二章的十一节。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 11.
你看三十二章十一节。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 11.
就是这个字本身哈。
So this word itself.
第十一节。
In verse 11.As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings.
所以你看这个他说像这个鸟哈，老鹰啊，搅动巢窝，让它这个动一动，动一动。所以那个鸟类在孵蛋的时候，那个蛋一定要动的，不能够一直都同一个方向。
So you can see here the eagle stirs up its nest because if you see when a bird has to take care of its eggs, it has to move it a little bit.
有时候不然有个地方太热，有地方太冷，就孵不出来啊。
Or else one spot might be too hot and another might be too cold.
所以神的灵运行在水面上，来回上下，神在动的，是动态的。
So when the Spirit of God was hovering over the water, there was movement.
这在说明神的爱。
And this represents God's
love. 要等到适当的时机，神就要让这个里面的东西充满了，
so when the
生命就跑出来了。
So when the time is right, God would use it to create life.
好，那我们现在来看接下去第三节以后。
Let's look at verse 3 and after.
第三节以后就开始要讲创造这个问题了。
And after verse 3, it talks about creation.
所以本来没有秩序，很混乱的，现在要开始变得有秩序。
So before there was chaos, and after there's going to be order.
所以我们如果仔细的看第一章的这个内容，我们发现这样的 这个描述本身是有目的的，让我们看到神他的美好的安排。
So we can see that the motive behind chapter 1 is to allow us to know that there is a plan.
而且是结构性很清楚的。
And it is described very clearly.
也就是说，我们会看到第一天、第二天这个，它每一天都有对应性的，就好像在写诗的时候，你会押韵哦，什么时候应该出现什么字眼这样。
And you can see on day 1 and day 2 there are specific things created, so you can see it is almost as if it has a own rhythmic structure.
而且从开始创造以后，这个结构神说，然后会有什么，然后结果是怎么样，神看的是好的，这个结构性都很清楚的。
And you can see that in every day it says God said something, something happened, and then it was good.
我们现在来看一下，第一来看这六天里面他在描述的时候，他的结构问题。
Let's look at the structure of the six days.
就是一开始的时候都是神发起的，神说。
In the very beginning, it always says, "Then God said."
这个本来就是空虚混沌，现在神用他的话说要怎么样，所以神有一个计划，他要先做什么这样。
So at first, it was without form and it was void. But after God said something, there became structure and there was order.
所以这六天里面，通通都是神用话做的。
So within these 6 days, it was all using God's word to create.
所以每一天都是神先说话，然后才会有以下的东西。
So every day it begins with then God said and then results occur.
然后接下来呢，一定是这个事情，就这样子出这个有光就有光，这个好像一个产品就出现了。
And whenever it said, for instance, God said, let there be light, and there was light, it's almost like a product being created.
Oh, 所以神的话是有权柄的，说要怎样就会怎样。
So God's words have authority, whatever he says is.
Oh, 所以那一天就照神所说的，就这样子，该有什么都有什么了。
So that day, God created, and whatever was supposed to be there was.
然后之后呢，神他就会特别说明一件事情，说，神看这个事情是好的。
And there's also a specific phrase, and God saw that it was good.
所以我们看，如果看第七节，
if we look at verse 7,
事就这样子成了。
And it was so.
神说这个事情就这样成了。
When God said it, it was so.
好，然后神就给他，他所创造，他就给他命名，就是说他是要称作什么东西，就有一个称呼了。
And when God created, it already has a title to be referred to by.
所以你看第五节，
If you look at verse 5,
神就称光为昼，称暗为夜。
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night.
好，你如果看第八节，
If you look at verse 8,
神称空气为天。
He called the firmament heaven.
好，第十节，
Verse 10,
神就称旱地为地，称水的居处为海。
He called the dry land earth, and he called the gathering together of the waters seas.
所以这个都是神定义的。
And this is all decided by God.
也就是神说， 给他取一个名字，他就这样子。
It is as if God is naming something, and it was named that.
好，然后神就直接说，哎，这个很好，他满意。
And when God created, he said it was good, and he was satisfied.
好，所以我们从第四节就看说，哎，神看光是好的。
And in verse 4, it says, he saw the light, and it was good.
第十节，
Verse 10,
神看着这个有地跟海这个分开这件事情也是好的。
He saw the separating of earth and sea, and he saw that it was good.
第十二节，
Verse 12,
你看神看着这个这些 青草这些植物啊，都有可以结果子啊，都果子呢包着核，就是它可以繁衍后代，这件事情也是好的。
So he saw that the grass and the herb that yields seed and tree that yields fruit could sustain the after generations, and he saw that it was good.
你看18节，
In verse 18,
这个天上的光体可以管理昼夜分别明暗，神看着也是好的。
So that the two lights would rule over the day and one over the night, he saw that it was good.
21节，
In verse 21,
那你看水中的活物，空中的飞鸟，各从其类，神看着是好的。
And he created the sea creatures and every winged bird and every living thing, and God saw that it was good.
到25节，
Verse 25,
你看神造出野兽，各从其类，然后 地上就有这些昆虫，各种其类，神看着好的。
He made beast, cattle, and everything that creeps on the earth, and God saw that it was good.
好，那所以到第六天，通通都是好的了。
And up until the sixth day, everything was good.
好，那最后通常都会说，这个就是有晚上，有早上，这是第几天。
And the closement of the creation every day was, so the evening and the morning were.
好，所以这个六天都一样。
So all these 6 days were the same.
这就是他在描述的时候，他结构它的结构性。
And this is the structure of the details.
那这个结构本身其实是要让我们看出神他的用意何在的。
And this is to allow us to see God's nature.
你现在如果看本来空气混沌的神，现在要让它变得很有秩序。
So you can see that God changed the earth that was vain and void into a place with structure.
如果我们从前面三天的创造去看它，
If we see the first 3 days of creation,
都是分开这个问题，都把它分开的。
It is all about separating.
所以本来是黑暗，现在神要有光，把这个暗就分开。
So at first there was darkness, but then he separated so that there was darkness and there was light.
所以这个光是神造的。
So this light was created by God, do not forget it.
这个暗本来也是神造的。
And this darkness was also created by God.
现在神说要光，光进来，暗就退去。
And when God said, let there be light, the darkness retreated.
但是等一下， 又会晚上啊，
But then again, there will be night.
所以有晚上有早上哦。
So there is night and there is day.
这是第一天嘛。
And this is the first day.
好，所以光暗分开。
So the light and the darkness are separated.
第二天，
Second day.
现在，你看第二天是在第六节的。
In verse 6,
诸水之间要有空气，把水分为上下。
He wanted there to be a firmament in the midst of the water, so there was up and there was down.
然后第七节就是神就造出空气，这个就是所谓我们现在中文用空气的。
And then God made the firmament between the waters.
就是这个是我们现在看到这个空间啊。
And this is the atmosphere that we're breathing now.
这个空间看起来是空的，但其实里面是有东西，不是真空啊。
Even though the space looks empty, there's something in it.
里面有这些我们生存必要的气体。
Like for instance, the oxygen that we need to breathe.
如果你所以我们眼睛所看到好像是空的，其实里面好多好多东西。
So even though we look at it and it seems like there's nothing, in fact, there's a lot of molecules.
你不要说空气，就很多的微生物在当中啊，病毒啊。
Microscopic beings,
有很多小小的你看不到，用肉眼看不出来的东西，活的东西啊。
Like germs, living beings that our naked eye cannot see.
所以我们的眼睛，我们的视力有限。
So our eyesight has limits.
所以有时候不要被我们眼睛骗了。
So do not be deceived by your eyes.
眼睛没有看到的不见得就没有。
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not there.
你眼睛看的有时候要仔细分辨，不见得就是这样子。
Just because you see it, you have to discern. It may not be so.
我们有时候被我们自己眼光骗啊。
Sometimes we're deceived by our own eyes.
这个就是你看有光的时候，你就路上看到哇，有一个很大的湖在那边，没有啊。
Like for instance, tricks of the light may make you seem like there is water, but in reality there is none.
有光之后你看到的这个现象而已。
And that is a mirage that is caused by the light.
所以这个就是分开光暗的问题的。
So we can see the first day they separated light and darkness. Second,
这个水分上下。
They divided the waters above and below.
这个空间就出现。
And the space occurred.
第三天。
Third,
它现在在水里面就分，把水聚在一起的地方叫海。然后这个陆地就分出来。
And he gathered the waters together, and he called it sea, and he separated from the land, which was earth.
所以你看，这个都是要创造特别的一个环境，然后接下来神又要造里面的东西。
So you see that God had to create a specific environment, and then he was going to put living beings into it.
所以前三天，你看他，让我们看到天，看到海，看到地。
So in the first three days, you saw heaven, the seas, and land.
好，那所以你看，神就给他取名字，所以有光、有暗、有昼夜。
So he named these creations. There's day and night, light and dark.
有天。
There's heaven.
有地。
Earth.
有海，对不对
？And seas.
好，那所以接下去后面三天呢
？And the latter three days.
你现在看神。他现在开始要在这个天，在这个海，在这个地上面把东西放进去了。
So you can see that God in this heaven, sea, and land, he wanted to put things into it.
那最后呢，就是要放人进来。
And lastly, he wanted to put man.
所以神整个创造最高峰就是创造人这件事情。
So the pinnacle of his creation is his creation of man.
那所以从第十四节开始，就是第四天以后的工作。
So you can see that it starts from day four.
对，然后我们看第四天。
We look at the fourth day.
第四天这个问题呢，因为有人就问说，那植物第三天就有，第四天才有光，请问那些植物怎么活？
If you say the third day there's plants, but only the fourth day there is light, how did the plants survive?
不要忘记一开始就有光。
Don't forget that there was already light.
神就已经让光出现的。
He already created light.
所以第三天植物怎么不能活呢？
So of course the third day the plants could survive.
只是我们不知道这个光是什么，一开始神说这个光是什么而已。
It's just that we don't know what that original light was.
但是如果仔细去看，其实应该是跟我们现在所看到的光不会有什么差别的。
But if you look at it, it's probably not going to be that different from the light we see today.
所以第十四节跟第十五节。
If you look at verse 14 and 15.
请读十四节、十五节。
14, then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. 15, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and it was so.
我们如果从神创造有光啊，称光为昼，称暗为夜，然后有晚上，有早晨，是第一天。它这个光暗的问题跟第四天有这个光体所产生的光暗是一样的。
So you can see that the night and the morning and the evening from before and the lights that were created on the fourth day are the same.
那所以现在神说这个天上的光体是要做什么？要分昼夜，要定做记号，定节令、日子、年岁。
And you can see the purpose for the lights in the firmament of the heavens is for signs, seasons, days, years.
所以一开始神这个光本来神就准备好他昼夜要怎么分的，神是有计划的。
He already created light and he had a plan for what the lights were going to do.
但是到第四天的时候，他特别要付给他们这些光体应该做什么。
But on the fourth day, he specifically gave them jobs of what these lights were going to do.
要分昼夜，他们一定有工作的。
For instance, divide the day from the night.
受造的 被神创造的，神就赋给他们应该扮演的角色。
So the creations of God all have a purpose.
不要说我们人，包括天上的星体都有他神给他赋给他的角色。
Not only man, but the lights in heaven also have their own role.
所以每一个动物，每一个受造的都有他的角色。
So every creature, everything has its job.
所以就好像我们在路上，我们现在夏天这个时候很讨厌蚂蚁啊，你说蚂蚁跑到家里面来，跑到你桌上去，你就很讨厌，要把它踩死。
So in the winter, we see a lot of ants coming into your house, and they're everywhere, and you want to kill them.
你如果我们这个环境当中，我们有蚂蚁，你知道会发生什么事情吗
？If in our environment there are ants, do you know what's going to happen?
我们整个生态系统可能就不没有办法运作了。蚂蚁很重要，我们的 ecosystem 就没办法运作。
So if
千有都不行的。
If ants were not in our ecosystem, you can see what vital a role it plays.
所以每一个神创造都有他的角色。
So every creation that God has made has a purpose.
神知道，我们人不知道。
God knows, but we do not.
哦，所以。这就是一个问题。
So this is a problem.
神后来你看他定这个让这个天空的这两个光，他有角色要扮演的。
So God created two great lights, and they all have their own role.
第一章特别没有跟他说是日夜，他没有说，他只是大个光小的光啊。
So at first they just said it was a big light and a small light. It doesn't mention their job.
但是在诗篇136篇就说那个白天那个叫做日，晚上那个叫做夜。
But in Psalms, it says the sun to run by day and the moon to rule by night.
那这个就是有特别用意的，因为哈，神不要讲他，因为知道人如果没有小心，一定会去拜太阳，去拜月亮，拜星星。
Specifically, God did not say these names because he was afraid that man might worship these items.
就是你看，当时摩西在写的时候，就特别又这样用这个。用这种词汇在描述，没有给他直接说神造太阳、神造月亮嘛？哈。
So when Moses is writing Genesis, he used these terms to describe these lights rather than saying there was the moon and there was the sun.
这个其实神知道人这个、很容易就把一些受造的把它当做神来拜他。
God knows our natures that we take random items and use them as God.
然后第五天的时候
，the fifth day，
现在就是天空的生物跟水里面的活物了。
It was the term for the creatures in the heavens and in the waters.
哦，所以神就让他们可以繁衍众多。
And God allowed them to multiply and be fruitful.
好，第六天。
The sixth day.
就是地上这些走兽。
The animals on land.
好，那最后就放人。
And lastly, man.
哦，所以现在啊，你看从这六天的创造来里面呢、啊。
And from the creation in these six days.
我们现在要直接跳下去看。
We're just going to skip down.
这个表就好了。你看，他创造本身是这样安排的。
We can see that his creation was created.
第一天
，first，
神说有光。
Let there be light.
到第四天的时候，这个光他就要定光体。
And on the fourth, he specifically allocated objects to these lights.
所以有光，当时候神没有指定是什么哪些光要负责什么角色。
So there was lights, but he didn't assign them a specific role.
第四天就定角色了。
And fourth, he gave them a role.
所以今天我们地球，你看，就晚上就有一个月亮啊。
So we see on Earth at night there's a moon.
第二天的时候，神就造空气，对不对？然后把水分上下。
So on the second day, he created the heavens and he divided the waters into above and below.
到第五天的时候，他就在这个空气里面放飞鸟，在水里面就要放鱼、水族。
And in the sky he placed birds, and in the seas he placed different sort of creatures.
到第三天，神分出地跟海。
So on the third,
对不对
God separated the waters.
地就出现了，特别强调地出现有植物。
It specifically says that the earth was there and plants appeared.
好，所以第三天的植物到第六天的时候就要放这在陆地里面的这些走兽。
So on the third day he created plants. On the sixth day he created the animals on the earth.
啊，最后就是放人。
And the last part he put man.
那由人来管理这所有的一切，地上所有的一切。
So that man could be in charge of everything on in this world.
然后第七天神就安息了。
And on the seventh day God rested.
所以你看神这个特别的创造。
So we can see his specific creation.
这都要让我们了解啊，神他的计划。
It is to allow us to understand God's plan.
他要让我们明白啊，他其实已经知道他在做什么，他是。他已经都想好的了。
To allow us to know that God knew what He was doing and He already thought about it beforehand.
我们现在人在看这个记录的时候，我们就知道神救我们的计划已经在执行了。
And we know when we see this that God was already creating the salvation plan.
所以这六天的创造
，So these creation in six days
应该跟我们现在的六天是一样。
It should be the same as the six days we have today.
好，所以我们现在以前之前有一个问题说。 到底这六天到底是真的六天还是六个时期？
So there is a question whether or not 6 days was truly the days we have today.
我们如果把它仔细看，应该跟我们传统所说的六天是应该是一致的。
And if you look closely, the traditional teaching of 6 days, it should be the same.
因为我们现在要有借着创世纪里面去明白为什么要有安息日的。
Because we use Genesis to understand why we have the Sabbath.
所以我们会继续从创世纪里面看到这个神的救赎。
So we continue to see salvation in Genesis.
Okay. 对不起，我们超过一些时间。
Sorry for overtime.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.